Dallas Seminary, representative of the foundation, which is the section of Dallas Seminary that handles this kind of space that are given to them, called and said that we could stay after September for $500 a month, but with the idea we'd be out within 2 weeks if they closed something that quickly. And he said, however, having said all of that, we do have a bid that we're working on right now that it looks good. So we just want you to know that if this one doesn't work, that y'all can stay, but we don't want to plan on that. So throughout the month of September, we've got to start taking the things that are back here and adding various things, like Christmas things and things like that, and get them out of here so that September the 30th comes. We're not down here at 12 midnight trying to move everything out of here. So that's got to be handled in that way. So be in prayer of whatever God is doing as far as the property is concerned and where he would have us to meet and to worship. So please bear that in mind. The Word of God is alive and powerful. Well, let's not do that one. Let's do, in regard to offering, we're going to move into offering. Who's the offering for? Who's to give the offering? First of all, it's for believers only. If you're here this morning and accepted Christ as Savior, then we have the privilege to give. If you have not made that decision, then the offertory is not for you. But that's not it either. That's not the end. Just because a person is a believer, because as 1 Corinthians 13 says, though I give all my money to feed the poor so that I myself become poor, but do not have love, it profiteth me nothing. So giving in and of itself is not the issue. The issue is the leading of the Holy Spirit. I don't need to encourage you about giving. I need to teach it, let you be aware of that aspect of the leading of the Spirit. But that, I don't need to browbeat you, set up gimmicks, pressure you to give. Go by law, you've got to give a percentage. That's law, that's not grace. You've got to give a percentage. What I need to do is to encourage you to walk in the Spirit by faith. And then I trust the Spirit to lead you in giving. So this becomes where I need to encourage you is to walk in the Spirit, trusting the Spirit to lead you to give. It's one of the things, one of the many things that you will start discovering happening in your life as you walk in the Spirit is in the area of giving as unto the Lord. Giving in response to the leading of the Spirit, in response to what God is doing as far as your life is concerned, the teaching of truth is concerned, these kinds of issues become the main point, not the giving in and of itself. A lot of people give out of guilt. A lot of people give to control. A lot of reasons that people give. And most people don't care as long as you give. But I do. And what I care about is that the giving is in the leading of the power of the Holy Spirit and trusting him to lead in that respect. So with those things in mind, let us prepare ourselves for this facet of worship by prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we move now into this facet of worship, we are reminded of the two great spheres of freedom that are crossed at this point. The political, economic freedom that we enjoy in America, the freedom, Father, to live wherever we wish, to worship wherever we wish, to marry, wonderful freedoms that we enjoy in this country, and Father, we are most appreciative for the men and women who have provided this freedom and are providing at this very moment, putting their lives on the line that we might enjoy this freedom. We are most appreciative, Father. But, Father, we cross that with the great freedom of which we have been set free in the person of Jesus Christ. If it were not for the spiritual freedom, we would not have eyes to see how to use our political, economic freedom. But because of the spiritual freedom, we have eyes to see where to live, whom to marry, where to worship, what to do with our time and our money. And so, Father, this morning we are most grateful for the spiritual freedom that we enjoy in Christ and his sacrifice of providing this freedom. We pray now, Father, that you will receive these offerings, and, Father, that you will continue to use this humble assembly in ways that still continue to fascinate and just to overwhelm us the tape, publication, speaking, so many ways that you use this humble assembly. We pray, Father, that it will continue, that you will see fit to continue to use this, and that we will just put ourselves into your hands. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. This morning, being the first Sunday of the month, we celebrate the communion table. May be our last time to celebrate it in this building. Been celebrating communion here since January of 75. Actually, I guess it'd be February. We did the communion at the old school in the gym. That New Year's Eve, and then so we started in the first of February of 75. And love it here, but we'll just go through it and remember what we're here to remember. Let's begin with a word of prayer, orienting ourselves to what we're doing here, and testing the Spirit to open our ears and our eyes to the things that He would have us to see and hear in the Scripture. I'm not the teacher. God the Holy Spirit is the teacher. So therefore, this prayer time is very important. We're trusting Him to open